All right, everybody, we are going to conclude this day with an update from, I guess you could say, the poster child of the junior mining sector here last couple weeks, and that's Awale Resources. They do trade on the venture with the symbol ARIC. I'm happy to welcome in CEO Andrew Chubb. Andrew, so how's your week going?
Hi, Trevor. I am popular this week. I don't think I've ever been this popular, and it's sort of beyond my. I've never really expected this, but look, it's just really pleasing the results that we've got coming out of the project. So I can't complain. It's really great.
Yeah. Our time here today is very limited. I want to understand that. And we can go into the fine detail of the latest drill results, so just magnificent hits, long widths, high grades. But I thought we might focus on spending more time on the history of this project and Awale in the Ivory Coast. I was going back, digging through previous press releases. Obviously, this is kind of a resurgence of Awale in many forms. It's not the same people behind the project, behind the company, as there was, say, in 2018. But this ODNA project has been on the books for a number of years. And so maybe talk about, you know, that path forward to how we got here, not only in the construction of the company, changes in management, but also, you know, the changes in approach and exploration.
Look, I mean, I've been the technical lead on this from day one, so I don't think the exploration approach has really changed. We're quite systematic about how we go about our business, and as geologists, we're quite prepared to look at, you know, step in and out of scale and change model depending on what we're seeing. So When I first looked, I actually first looked at this project for a company called Mariana, who wanted to build a West African play, and they asked me to. They'd been talking to people in Australia who had it, and asked me to go and have a look at it. And when I looked at the property, I said, "Look, you know, there's gold because there's a bit of artisanal activity." I'd seen some old Randgold maps from the mid '90s that actually had. You know, showed that those geochem maps show that there was gold anomalism, but not only gold, but they did a suite of basically gold and base metals. They did gold, copper, lead, zinc, and nickel, and those sort of base metals were all anomalous. But and the alteration system that I saw, it didn't fit the normal West African fare, but. That often interests an exploration geologist if you've still got alteration and it's different to everywhere else. You know, maybe that's actually particularly interesting. And so they picked up the properties. Mariana got taken over by Sandstorm, and sort of at that juncture, when Awale got listed, I was asked to come on board as a technical lead. The company really listed on a project in the east of Cote d'Ivoire. And the work that we did at ODNA was sort of campaign with the other one as the I guess flagship for the company at the time. Mm-hmm. But as the work progressed at ODNA, it got more and more interesting. And then the first drill program that we did there, we actually got some really nice drill hits, 100 gram meter intercepts on a prospect called Empire, and you know, that was really interesting. But you know, the company sort of from that position went through a phase of, you know, the capital markets were terrible, couldn't really raise money. And then, you know, through that Newmont had started, we drilled another prospect called Charger, which is the one we just got that fantastic hit from. And we drilled these hematite breccias there. And so the discussions with me, a chief geologist, and the who was the former technical director on the board, Eric Roth, you know, the idea came out that you know, what about IACG? We're seeing alteration that's like these IACG systems. So then Andrew Smith and myself went for a deep dive on what an IACG really was, and you know, the setting of the project and all those sorts of things meshed in with that idea. And so, you know, then Newmont came on board, and we sort of talk to Newmont about that concept as well. And since we've sort of been spending Newmont's money on the project, that concept has just developed, and it really is an intrusive related system. I call them hybrid systems, really, because everything has got structural controls, but that's the key thing. As we kept pushing the project, you know, that model seemed to hold up, and for me, the you know, those early ideas that this could be an interesting project sort of developed into, goodness me, this could be a camp, and it's the project that, you know, as a geologist, you spend your, you know, it's an exploration geologist dream. It's the kind of, yeah. it feels like the project that's, you know, the one that can deliver, you know, something really significant, and maybe that actually only happens once in your career if you're really, really lucky. So I was always, you know, from that point on, you know, after we started working with Newmont, I was very keen on keeping the focus on ODNA. But, you know, there were other ideas, to as a function to raise money in the difficult capital markets, and that didn't work. And sort of I was holding on because I just didn't want to let go. And I was fortunate enough to get introduced to Stephen Stewart by another shareholder who sort of had been watching Awali and had also sort of bought into the ideas that the IOCG that in the tech, you know, technical sort of things that I was putting into the news releases. And so I got introduced to Stephen and talked to him and Charles Beaudry, his sort of one of his main technical guys. And fortunately enough for me, Charles Beaudry had actually worked in the Carajás province in the early days for Noranda. And Charles sort of recognized what I was talking about and looking, you know, what was being discussed. And when he looked at the in a bit more detail, he said he could see, you know, similarities between the ODNA district and what he saw in the early days in the Carajás. And that sort of led Stephen to come in on that financing. And during that financing, there was quite significant change with me stepping up and into the CEO role. And we basically the company was to be honest, I mean it was struggling. There was debt, all those sorts of things. And so from May, you know, we've had a, you know, with the help of Stephen and the other guys on the board, we've cleaned up the company and got it in good standing, but, you know, and kept driving the joint venture. We've been the operator of the joint venture since the beginning. So Newmont has been funding. That's not to say that they're technical, like some of their geologists have been, you know, on the project and looking at things, and we have productive discussions with them. Their lead geologist, Muzi, is a really good geologist and great to have conversations with about these things. But we have been the driver of the exploration with Newmont funding, and it's sort of really nice that things have actually coalesced with coming out the other end with a company that's sitting in good standing and being able to announce the BBM discovery. I mean, I was very chuffed with the BBM discovery, but then, you know, testing a new, like we'd been drilling at Charger, and this was really testing a new 3D framework with that drilling that in that phase. And, you know, I mean, I've never seen a drill hole like with solid grades like that before. I've seen beautiful intercepts that are carried by a high grade nugget in the middle, but you know, just to have that 32 meters of just consistent high grade mineralization, I've never seen anything like that. I really can put my hand on my heart and say I've never seen anything like that.
I mean, as I was digging through these news releases, Andrew, I mean, obviously ODNA had drill results in the past, and obviously the market was a lot different. But I was wondering, you know, if you look back at the drill program from, you know, I guess it would have been like 2020 or so.
2021, we really were on the M5 discovery.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a great hole, 15 meters of 13 grams per ton. I mean, a respectable hole.
Yeah. I mean, really good hole.
Did the approach change? I mean, like, did the philosophy of exploration change, or was it just the end of a market and people stopped paying attention?
Look, you know, I don't know if I want to deep dive into that too much. I think, I think, you know, there probably potentially then there was opportunity to raise more money than was raised. There was a fundraising subsequent to that, but it wasn't very much. But yeah, so I mean, I guess one thing for me that I've learned over the years, I've been in and out of a few junior companies, is when you have the opportunity to raise money, especially when you're a little bit cash strapped, if you've got the opportunity to raise money, you can't really worry about dilution. And it really, some people get really annoyed about that. But when, you know, as a junior, you're a bit like a python in a way, you know, you get opportunities to feed and then you don't get that opportunity to for some time, especially when you're working on grassroots projects like we were. So, you know, ODN was in, you know, the only previous work that been, it never had a hole drilled into it. So, you know, you're really doing hard yards on the ground, mapping, sampling, thinking about those geology models, really, really working hard at that to build up your drill targets. And then when you drill something, you're working even harder to squeeze every bit of geology you can out of it. So if you get an opportunity to feed, you really probably should.
Yeah. Everything you've presented here in the last few months has looked obviously very promising. In fact, what's remarkable is that this Newmont exploration is just on two of the seven permits. And so there's a lot of room for exploration here, Andrew. I mean, and I guess the question is the expectations of follow through in your next drill program. Obviously, you mentioned drills are coming back, ODNA in April. Will the strategy continue to be kind of building out this, you know, these JV targets? When do you step out and test those 100% owned Awale targets?
We have our own money to do those. So, you know, on the JV, we sort of have our budgets and you know, the drilling that we plan is fully funded. And so, you know, we do have some cash in the bank right now, but you know, we do need to raise money to be able to drill and do all those sort of things after we've, you know, spent a field season building up those targets. So, you know, we have to think about those sorts of things as well, as a board, and when the dust settles from all this excitement, we'll see where we are and make some decisions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the rest of the market, including myself, is speculating that there is some sort of financing available. Better to do it at these levels than it was just a couple of weeks ago, Andrew. So I guess that's kudos to the hard work and obviously the rewards to that. Is there more drill? Are there more drill results pending before you get back on the ground here next week?
We did a couple of scout drill holes at a new prospect called Lando. We've drilled a couple of holes before, so we do have some results from there. Yes, and they'll come shortly.
Okay, I know you're busy, and I know it's late for you, so I'm going to let you go. Try to get some glass of water or tea or something.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Trevor. It was good to have a chat, albeit brief, and maybe we can have another one at a later date. That maybe if you wanted to do a bit more of a deep dive on things, I'd be really happy to have a chat.
Yeah, I'll hold you to it. Okay, that's your update from Awale Resources, everybody. Again, trading on the venture with ARIC. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.